Well, according to the local health authorities that have passed information to the World Health Organization, there was more than 70 people who were dead in yesterday's attack, and some of them were children and women. So we know that this area has been a scene of intense fighting. We know that many of hospitals are not functioning. We know there are shortages of health workers and some medicines. WHO works with partners to provide necessary assistance through the network of partners from our hub in Gaziantep. And regarding reports of use of toxic agents in yesterday's attack, we have sent additional medicines and medical equipment that would be used in case there were consequences on population by exposure to toxic elements.
Yes, and you say in your press release that medical facilities are overwhelmed, and indeed some victims have been transferred to southern Turkey. But really, how overwhelmed are you?
Well, exactly what we are hearing is that around 50 people have been transferred to Turkey and being treated there. These health facilities in the area of Idlib have been targeted in the past. We know that many of them do not function properly. We do have regular supplies through the network of partners who are supporting hospitals in this part of Syria. So we do normally send medical supplies, including medicines and protective equipment, in case the use of chemical agents takes place, because we know that in Syria there were many reports since 2012 of the use of chemical agents, and some of them have been proved by the Office of the Convention of Chemical Weapons, who did the investigation, that it indeed took place. So this is why WHO has been working in Syria, as well as it has been working in Iraq in the past couple of years, to prepare health systems through training, through hospital preparedness, through provision of medicines and medical equipment, protective equipment, also making available guidelines for health workers on treatment of consequences of exposure to chemical agents.
Now, you say that this event appears to have been the most horrific since 2013, when reportedly hundreds of people were killed in the Damascus suburbs. What's the feeling on the ground in reaction to this attack?
Well, exactly. I mean, everyone who has seen the images from yesterday cannot stay indifferent, really, to the suffering of people in Syria. Now, we have to be very firm in saying that WHO cannot confirm that indeed there was a use of chemical agents, nor we can really say who was used it or what agent has been used. This is something that normally is done through the OPCW fact-finding missions that WHO sometimes take part in, and it may well be that there will be missions asked to investigate this attack as well. But again, we as WHO, we are looking into consequences and public health impact of such attacks, and that's why we are really doing our best to preposition medicines not only in Turkey, where our office is in Gaziantep, but also inside Idlib area, as well as we've been doing in other parts of Syria.
What's the prognosis for those who've made it through the first 12, 24 hours of this reported chemical attack?
Well, we hope really that first all injured, no matter what the cause, will be treated and will eventually get better. We are working with our partners to see what really the impact is, what needs are, and how we can assist as WHO, as being based right now across the border.